Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
This episode of The Takeaway is supported by Stitcher Smart Radio. Now podcast listeners can access the latest episodes of The Takeaway and PRI's other shows while on the go without downloading or syncing with Stitcher Smart Radio. Thousands of popular podcasts and programs are available on demand. Stitcher instantly delivers new episodes of your favorite shows to your mobile phone without syncing or downloading. Stitcher Smart Radio can be found in the iPhone or Android app stores or at stitcher.com/takeaway. Mixed signals from the Syrian government. President Bashar al-Assad invites opposition leaders to negotiate while the Syrian army kills more than a dozen people in Hama.
Amnesty International says it's time to stop listening to the rhetoric of the Syrian regime.
Amnesty International has talked to some 50 people who had recently fled the town of Tel Galach, just on the other side of the border in Lebanon. And what emerged was a very concrete picture of torture and arbitrary detention, deaths in custody.
Promising reforms while intensifying the crackdown. Is the Assad regime looking for solutions or looking for cover? It's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning. It's Wednesday, July 6th.
And let's put that question, is the Syrian regime looking for cover, directly to an American lawmaker who's just returned from Syria? With us now live, Ohio Congressman Dennis J. Kucinich from Ohio's 10th District. Congressman Kucinich, good morning.
Good morning. If they're looking for cover from me, they're looking in the wrong place, because when I spoke to President Assad, I insisted that he stop the violence, that he move forward with democratic reforms, and that it has to be more than words.
And Congressman Kucinich, how can you have influence on Bashar al-Assad? Because some people are going to say, here is the son of a butcher who killed 20,000 people in Hama and has actually surrounded that city with the tanks even today.
Well, I'm not the only member of Congress who's ever met with him, but this was the third and fourth meetings I had with him. And this time it wasn't an exchange of pleasantries. It was a very focused discussion on how President Assad should accept the democratic reforms, how there had to be a pullback of security forces, and the violence had to be stopped. There was extensive discussions about the direction that Syria could take, and he understood in the conversation, at least he expressed it, that it was essential that that the regime become democratic, and that he had to start on that road. And that's when he started, and he started to talk about a dialogue, meeting with the opposition, pulling back security forces. In some cases, he pulled them back, and then the army moved forward. But, this is a very volatile situation, which has implications not just for Syria, but for Lebanon and for Turkey, for Iraq, for Jordan, and for Israel. And so, as someone who's been to the region many times, I thought it was really important to impress on President Assad the importance of listening to those who are people of goodwill, who want democratic reforms, and that he should be encouraged to move in that direction with all due speed.
With a unique window on the situation in Syria, that's live from Washington, representing Ohio's 10th District, Ohio Congressman and former presidential candidate Dennis Kucinich. We're going to spend a few more minutes with the congressman getting a look through this window into Syria. Congressman, stay with us. We're going to finish with the headlines here. Thanks so much.
Convicted by cable news talking heads, but acquitted now by jurors, Casey Anthony may walk out of jail a free woman after her sentencing tomorrow, and she's now free to profit off her story, so don't be surprised to see a book deal coming up. President Obama has summoned leaders of both parties to the White House today for more face-to-face meetings on the budget and raising the debt ceiling. Republicans say they won't accept a deal that raises taxes. And federal documents show it took ExxonMobil nearly an hour to cut off the pipeline that spilled thousands of gallons of oil into the Yellowstone River in Montana. It's twice as long as what Exxon Hassan had said publicly. Also, the biggest banks in the Eurozone meeting in Paris today to focus on a new bailout package for Greece. Asian markets are mixed. European indices are down. Futures are down. The Dow starts at 12,569. The S&P at 1,337. The Nasdaq will open at 2,825. All summer long, we are curating a great summer reading list, and you're helping us as a curator. Call us with your favorite summer reads. You can post it to thetakeaway.org or call 877-8-MY-TAKE. It's 877-869-8253. Later this hour, we'll speak with Thea Obrecht, the 25-year-old author of The Tiger's Wife, the youngest winner ever of the Orange Prize for Literature. Coming up, though, we revisit with Congressman David Kucinich about his meeting,
Dennis Kucinich,
with the Syria's President Bashar al-Assad.